Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
You think it's weird to save little bits of another human being? So when you put it that way, of course, it sounds really weird. But a lot of parents will, you know, save a lock of their kid's first haircut, for example. Mm-hmm. And, well, this comes up because there was a lock of Beethoven's hair that is up for auction. It's expected to bring anywhere between $15,000 and $19,000 in. And it was apparently given as a gift back in the 19th century, which is a weird gift to give someone. Like, I understand, like, as a parent who saved his son's first lock of hair from his haircut. Because it's...
It's not like he's not going to... Sure, maybe if you're, like, balding, then you save a lock of it because it may never grow back. But it's going to continue...
Glue it on one by one.
Yeah, of course it's going to grow back. It's not... Right?
But okay, first haircut. And you're right. When you take a step back, you know, you ask, why do we do this? I think a lot of parents, we do it because that's just what you do, right? You save your kid's first haircut or maybe their first tooth that they lost. If there's a way to get it back from the tooth fairy, you know, sometimes you make a deal with the tooth fairy, you get the tooth back, and like, great, I'm going to save this because my parents saved all my teeth. Is that weird to you?
No.
Is that weird?
That is so weird. Isn't it? I don't know. Maybe when I become a parent, I'll understand this a little bit more. But as of right now, as a child, you know what I mean?
You're horrified.
If my parents kept all my baby teeth, I'd be like, y'all are monsters. What are you trying to do?
Okay. Did your parents ever save your umbilical cord? Because a lot of parents do that too.
No.
It's a little shriveled up.
Hell no.
You know, it looks horrible.
Did you guys keep it?
No, we didn't.
Oh,
but the doctor offers you that often. They're like, here, do you want to keep the umbilical cord? And at the time, it looks, you know, like, again, you can tell what it is. But over time, it just, like, starts to decay and it dries out. And it's really kind of gross.
Is there something that, like, you could, like, okay, fair, maybe. Maybe something will change in the next, like, 40 years or so when your kid grows up. And they can use it to clone him, which is still weird. Or maybe it could be used for some sort of medical purposes down the road.
Like stem cell research
and
stuff.
But I don't think that's what anyone's thinking about when you kept the lock of his hair.
No, well, it's funny because there was someone who texted in, 104.56. My mom has all my teeth. She even asked the surgeon for my wisdom teeth when I had them removed at 19 years old.
Sorry.
19.
Oh, my God. Your parents must really love you. My parents would be like, get it out.
Is it weird? Yeah. Is it love? Is that what it is? This listener goes on to say that I thought maybe she was hoping to clone me one day, sort of along your line, Sonia, of maybe the futuristic, you know. I the only way to find out is if, you know, their mom has, like, some secret basement project, you know, like, locks the door. Like, don't ever go downstairs and don't ask the reason why, okay?
There's, like, a voodoo doll, and sometimes her teeth just all randomly hurt, and she's like, oh, my mom's doing this to me because I misbehaved. Maybe.
Maybe you have trust issues with your mom. Maybe that's what I'm getting from.
I think that's true.
No, my mom would never do that. That would be, like, the last thing she would do. She'd be like, get the stuff out of my house. I don't want it. Like, you know, she is, like, a less is more kind of person. She's like an anti-clutter, anti-keep something. I'm also the second child. I wouldn't be surprised if she kept all this stuff for my brother. And for me, she's like, whatever. It's just Sonia. Who cares?
This is, like, younger sibling syndrome right here, isn't
it? Yeah, second child syndrome. It's what we get. We don't get anything.
It's not that you think it's weird. You just have convinced yourself that it's strange because she never saved anything of yours. If it didn't happen to you, it didn't happen to anybody,
right? Could you imagine as an adult, like every time you went for a haircut now, you brought a little Ziploc baggie with you. And you're like, hi, can you just put a little bit in here? I just want to save it.
Again, it might be different if it's saving your own hair versus another human being's hair, which is, I think, where this whole conversation started.
You're waking up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Man, Sonia, you asked a big question, and now it's actually got me thinking. What am I going to do with my kid's hair? His first haircut. I mean, a lot of parents will do this. They'll save their kid's first haircut in a little envelope. My parents did for me.
Oh, and where is it now?
It's sitting in a
fire hazard.
It's like Tinder right now. It's just like, you know, it's waiting to be.
I'm just saying.
They have it in my baby book. And this all started as a conversation because somebody is now auctioning off some of Beethoven's hair from the 19th century that he gave as a gift. Again, weird. Mm-hmm. But when it's your own kid, somehow that's a bit more normalized because that's what parents do, right? They save little mementos from the first haircut. They put in a little Ziploc bag. They put it into a little envelope, put it into the baby book. But then what do you do with it afterward? I guess you just keep it for the rest of your life, the rest of their life. How does that work?
Maybe it can be used for some sort of genetic testing way in the future.
Nobody does it for that reason, though.
I thought maybe that would be a good enough reason. But then I'm finding out people keep teeth from their kids.
So sometimes you can strike up a deal with the tooth fairy where the tooth fairy will leave money and the parent will get to keep the teeth and or the kid will get to keep the teeth. So it depends on what kind of arrangement is made in your household with the tooth fairy. Mm. And someone's got a bracelet full of their kid's teeth.
Yeah. And there was somebody else who texted in and said that they have a necklace. And when I asked, like, okay, well, how often do you wear this necklace? And they're like, not very often. It didn't get a very good reaction. Yeah! No crap!
You think?
Text message. My parents used my baby hair and turned it into a calligraphy brush. Okay. With the time and the date of my birth, which is an interesting way to I guess, turn that little Ziploc of hair into something that's a bit useful. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's never been used. So maybe it's just sort of a show thing. Mm-hmm. And another text message says, my mom kept my hair, and it could be used in like a doll one day. Think about it like a, hey, Dolly, we're the same besties forever. Wouldn't that be weird to put like your kid's hair onto a doll, though? Like a treasure troll or a wishkin or something like that?
You know, you do you, but I don't get it. And maybe I'll get it one day when I become a parent. But for now, this all just like seems strange. I got a text message here. I've seen a nice frame that has space inside for it, like a baby pic, and then the hospital bracelet. Okay, sure, that makes sense. Then their name in big letters, and then the hair is in a ribbon. It looks nice in the wall. For some reason, that doesn't sound as bad. Like, that one sounds okay.
If it's your kid. If it's some stranger, that becomes a shrine, and then you become somebody on the news.
Oh.
I don't know, man.
Again, right? You take someone's hair and you frame it.
That's it. We're auctioning off a piece of your hair, Kevin.
Yes.
Oh, God.
More charity, though.
I'm going to sleep with one eye open from now on.